So, who's Ludlow, buddy?
I'm not ever going to divulge that information to you or anybody else.
Yawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I wish you guys the very best.
It's a real Guantanamo situation here.
This will probably all come
to... Easy.
This will probably all come to a head, I'd say, probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks. And I guess...
Let's put a date on it. Let's bring it all to a head by the 18th of January. How about that?
Well, I mean, now, so let me ask you a question. No matter what, I want you to promise me something, Lyle, okay? No matter what the outcome of this infamous who-the-fuck-is-Ludlow, whether we find him or we don't, no matter what, that you don't back out of coming on the 18th, because I'm going to fucking pulverize you.
Okay.
Especially the things that this guy fucking, you know, Brent, you have no idea the things that this guy has said.
No, I've seen about my fucking family. I've seen it, and he said the same thing about everybody's family, because that's what he does. He attacks women because he's a fucking pussy.
No, don't bullshit. He's never attacked any of your
family. No, I'm talking about you.
I'm talking about you.
He's never brought up any of your wives, your kids.
I'm talking about you.
Yes, he has. So have you.
No, he hasn't.
I'm talking about you.
Show evidence. Show evidence.
I'm talking about you, asshole. I'm talking about you and me. This is
I haven't brought up your family.
Yes, you have.
This is me.
No, I haven't.
This is me.
I would never stoop to that level.
This is me and you talking.
I'm talking to you, Todd.
And the things that you've said about me and the things that you've said that you...
Oh, I've said plenty about you. Yeah, well, I've never said shit about your son, your wife, or anybody else.
I'm going to beat your fucking head in the
18th. Okay, good.
Brent, you better have somebody down here to fucking stop it, because I won't stop.
Oh, no, he's going to have to sign the consent to contact, and then we're not...
And then you need to have another consent made by the attorneys in case he fucking dies.
That's all right. I'll be right there, Todd. You want to do shit.
We're going to have a whole harmless waiver, and I'm not stopping
the shit. You want to do shit, motherfucker.
And bring Cece, because I'll fuck her afterwards, because she wants to fuck me more. She wants to fuck your drunk ass. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, you know, the one thing that I'm glad I get for my $300 that I gave to you so you could buy your Raceway Park is that at least I can download shows now, and she's going to love that.
Yeah, because you have no idea how bad she wants to fuck me. I'll tell you that right now. You don't know the conversations you and I have had with her and I have had behind your back.
Right.
You don't know the conversation her and I.
You're so fucking stupid.
You don't have any idea the conversation her and I had in Albuquerque.
First of all, she wouldn't waste her breath to talk to you, Todd. She's so disappointed in you and absolutely.
Let me tell you something, man. You don't even know the conversations her and I had in Albuquerque. You don't even fucking know the conversations her and I. She wanted to fuck me so bad in Albuquerque. It's pathetic. You don't even have any idea.
You're so disillusioned, Todd. You need some help.
I've never brought this up.
You're not going to work me up in Atlanta, brother, because I tell you what, that Canadian chick, she's all mine, and you could never hang with her.
All right. Well,
you don't have the stamina to hang with my wife.
Well, you're probably right on that, my friend. You're probably right on that. She's a hell of a woman, and I don't understand why the fuck she would be with some drunkard like yourself who, by the way, Brent, this is probably the first day he's worked this year. But anyway, hey, just get your ass on down here on the 18th, my friend.
I'll be there, Todd.
Get your ass on down here. There's no excuses.
I'll be there.
I don't want to hear that fucking one of your puppies died or that you fucking had it. I don't want to hear it.
No, dude. I'll clear the calendar. I'll be there. I'll fly down just for the day.
And Brent, get an extra form or 10 made up because I am going to fucking kill this guy.
No problem.
I am going to fucking destroy this guy.
Perfect.
This guy is a fucking pussy. Have you seen him?
I haven't seen
him. He's about 165, 170 fucking pounds.
What?
Yeah. How much do you weigh, Lyle? About 160?
I'm buck 95.
About 195 pounds. Fucking smokes a pack a day. Drinks about two fucking cases of whatever a day.
Two cases of whatever. First of all, I drink Guinness. That's all I drink.
Yeah, drinks Guinness.
And I don't drink it every day.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do to you, man. I'm going to beat your fucking ass, and then I'm going to play the spit game on him, Brent, when I'm holding him down, and then I'm going to fucking spit right in his face. That's what I'm going to do.
Good.
Yeah.
You just keep talking the big game. I'll be there on the 18th.
And you're smoking cigarettes, and you think you're going to fight somebody?
Yeah.
Really?
He smokes the shit out of fucking weed and cigarettes. Yep.
You're smoking cigarettes, and you think you're going to fight somebody?
You give weed a bad name, Todd. You really need to lay off or chill out.
Okay. Well, Lyle, it's the 18th. It's locked in. There's really no fucking excuses, Mr. Big Boy. It's the first time we've done anything like this, Brent, where I fought a listener. But enough's enough. Enough's enough. So get your ass on down here, my friend, and I'm sure that you'll have some kind of fucking excuse as to why you didn't make it.
No, I'll be there. I'll guarantee it. It's locked in.
Okay. Well, we really don't have anything else to talk about, kid.
All right. Well, then fuck off.
Wow. Probably the only show in America that will fight you. I will fucking ruin this guy.